service that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. We're going to continue in our series on excellence. How many have been enjoying this or have been gleaning from it? Well, I saw a hand, I heard an amen, and then everybody else, like, was they bored. How many have been receiving something? I know it's been sharpening my mind to, amen, to serve God in a, amen, in a way that is honorable. Amen. He's a God of honor, and we want to serve him in that manner. Tonight, we're going to continue in this series, and tonight, I've entitled the message, Our Source of Excellence. Our Source of Excellence. I want to start and take a quick look into the life of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, the book of Daniel chapter 6, well, let me start in Daniel chapter 1. We're just going to kind of roll through Daniel. We're not going to stay there, but I want to touch on him because Daniel was one whom God said had an excellent spirit. But let me start in Daniel chapter 1, verse 3, and I want to give you some points. Number one, in Daniel chapter 1, verse 3, the word says, And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. Okay? The king's seed. Okay? When the king of Babylon brought Daniel and the Hebrews and the others in, they chose the choice seed. Someone say the king's seed. Now look at someone beside you and say, you are the king's seed. Okay, can we establish that in our heart, in our mind? As a child of God, the book of Revelation says that we are kings and priests. We are of a royal lineage. Amen. You have to know that. You have to believe that. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to say it enough until you start to believe it, till you start to see it in your spirit, that you are a royal priesthood. You are a king's seed. All right? So, Daniel, they were a king's seed. Now, the thing about king's seed, now everybody is not allowed into the king's realm. Okay, there's a realm in which a king abides, in which a king lives. And the king's seed are welcomed into that realm. So the first thing I want to just establish with you is that because we are the king's seed, number one, we are brought into the king's realm. I thank God I'm saved. The best that the world has to offer can't touch this. So we're brought into the king's realm. There are a number of things I won't get into that happen simply because we have access to the king's realm. You know, the Bible says that many kings and princes desire to see what we see, and haven't seen it. Many the world desires. They may not know what it is, but we have what it is. This is that. This is what the world craves but can't find until they put their faith in Him. Okay, number two. In chapter 2 of Daniel, let's look at verse 46. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. After Daniel had, through the Holy Spirit, interpreted the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, something happened. It says, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. Next verse. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now, because of the excellent spirit, because of the lineage that we carry and that we are of, the king's seed, number one, we are brought into the king's realm. Number two, simply because you are brought into certain places, the kingdom advances. You see, we're not just in this for stuff, for goods, for money. What you carry is kingdom. When you advance, the kingdom advances. Amen? So we see how when Daniel interpreted the dream, how he advanced, but what he was carrying, what he represented, the ambassador that he was, advanced the kingdom. So keep that in mind. Don't ever get, you know, nervous about how God wants to bless you. Just keep in mind, I'm advancing the kingdom. Amen. It's not about just getting stuff or, you know, getting a name and all of that or fame. It's about advancing a kingdom. See, these guys were made, they were the king's seed, and they advanced the kingdom. Number three, in Daniel chapter 4, we see where the king, you know, as is common among unsaved, begin to get very lifted up in himself. You know the story in I believe it's Daniel chapter 4, where he stood out over his over the balcony once and looked over Babylon. And you know, if you study Babylon was no joke. Babylon had what they call the Hanging Gardens, which till today still remains one of the wonders of the world. You know, one of the other wonders is the Grand Canyon. I don't know if you've ever been there to see. But if you look into it, you'll say, yeah, it's like it's a whole other world. But Babylon was like that. And so the king got lifted up, but the Lord humbled the king. So I want to say this, as we are brought into the king's realm and the kingdom advances, in that realm, God is going to humble your enemies. Amen. Folk get mad at you for getting blessed. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. Don't get scared. God will deal with enemies. Again, why? Because you are carrying kingdom. It's imperative that you succeed. It's imperative that you increase. It's imperative that you enlarge. It's not just about you. It's about the kingdom you represent and the kingdom that you carry. Okay, so the next thing as we look at Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, now that Daniel is in this place and God says that the king, Darius, set him up because he set him up over everyone because an excellent spirit was in him. Let's look at Daniel chapter 6 and let's start at verse 1 and we'll take a quick look at that. Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which would be over the whole kingdom. And over these, 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Think about it. The king was thinking, hey, you know, this Daniel, I can just go vacation. You know, this Daniel take care of everything because Daniel take good care of stuff. He had an excellent spirit. Now skip down to verse number 10 of Daniel chapter 6. Because the third thing we looked at was your enemies are humbled. But here we see that because Daniel had an excellent spirit, there were conspirators. There were those that became jealous and envious, even murderous. They wanted to kill him, wanted to get rid of him. You know, anybody that understands prosperity and increase, you don't get jealous or feel threatened by somebody else being blessed. You get blessed by that. Tell somebody, there's enough for all of us. Instead of fighting over the one chicken bone, you got to realize there's a whole lot of fish in the sea. There's a whole lot of ways to prosper. And there's enough. Tell somebody again, there's enough for all of us. As a matter of fact, there's more than enough. Now, where we miss it sometimes is the media will always talk about shortages. Ain't no shortages. That's a way of controlling. Even political parties, they emphasize certain things, that are priorities on your list. And so what? So they can get your vote. But, you know, at the end of the day, you are responsible for your prosperity, not them. It don't matter who gets in office. It doesn't matter what the economy looks like, up or down, buyer's market. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. You are the one. Tell somebody, you're responsible. Amen. It got kind of spooky there for a minute. It's like, folk didn't know whether to say amen or not. Yeah, you are. Remember, destiny is not by chance. It's by choice. It's by choices that we make. So, they had Daniel put in the lion's den. We know the story. But the king labored all day to try to deliver Daniel. That's the kind of influence he had on the king. The king didn't sleep that night. Didn't eat that night. Fasted the whole. I mean, this is the king over Daniel. But he told Daniel, he said, Daniel, when they threw him in, they said, Daniel, your God will deliver you. Come on, see, that's the type of impact he had on a pagan king.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.